Hey everybody, this is Mitchell Coates, and you're now listening to Glass Half Full. I was having a conversation with my barber earlier. This is somebody with such an attention to detail, like, very meticulous person. And he was expressing some disappointment with his current position at the shop. He had recently asked to become a partner with the owner, and it didn't go the way that he wanted. Now, as he's talking, it's very clear to me that he's at the point now where he has to open up his own shop, and he wants to. The comfort zone of being at this shop makes it harder for him to make the move. Of course, timing is always a very important factor in terms of making decisions, but conviction is also a very important one. Now, the reason why I'm telling this story is because the situation that my barber is going through is probably similar to many other people out there. Either stuck in a professional rut or even a personal one. For someone to make that jump out of their rut is scary and difficult. But more often than not, it's the only solution to get some happiness back. The process is introspection. I don't think we do enough of it. And there might actually be more suppression done than introspection. And that's a problem. Now I want to circle back for a second to the more business side of things. In the past, businesses have mostly been operated, owned, and started by wealth, you know, rich families, and that type of thing. Now the field has changed with the democratization of technology and also opportunities. More people out there are able to see problems that they could solve and things that they would do differently. The introspection that I was talking about earlier will allow you to better understand your skill sets and where can they actually be applied onto these problems that you now perceive with a lot more clarity. Now, I hope that more people have the courage to take on this task of looking at themselves and better understanding what they really want out of this world and what their true values are. And being a positive guy, I truly believe that this is the case. There are more and more people out there taking matters into their own hands and grasping these new opportunities to better themselves and to better their surroundings. I just want to finish off by saying that even if jumping into the unknown is scary, more often than not, the unknown brings something fresh to the table, and that's always a good thing. That's it for today. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good one. Peace.